All right, so what's inside this black box? Well, it turns out this is where the really interesting work starts to happen and the thought starts to come in. This is the proverbial algorithms, step-by-step instructions for solving some problem. And some of you might have solved this problem before, either digitally or textually. But of course, if you have like contacts in your phone these days and you've got bunches of friends and family, odds are they're alphabetized by first name or last name. And you have autocomplete these days. But it really is just a long list of names and numbers. That's not all that different from yesteryear's implementation of the same problem, which was this device here, a phone book. Now, this phone book might have a friend of ours in it, say Mike Smith, whose last name starts with S. And I could, of course, if trying to find Mike Smith, start by looking at the first page, the second page, the third page, the fourth page, and eventually just hopefully find Mike Smith. Indeed, is this algorithm, this step-by-step process, correct for finding someone like Mike Smith? Yeah, it's correct. It's stupid and slow, perhaps, because it's going to take forever in a phone book of this size. But it is correct, because if Mike's in here, I will, in fact, find him. But I could do this better. I could do it sort of two at a time. So 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, so imperfectly, 10, 12, 14. Is that faster? I mean, obviously, it's going twice as fast. Is it correct? No, why is it not correct? Yeah, I might miss him, right? Mike just accidentally might eventually get sandwiched between two pages, and I have the unlucky experience of just missing him. Now, is it fixable? Yeah. I can probably, once I hit like SN or the T section, for instance, I can just say, all right, obviously I've gone too far for Mike. Let me just double back one or just a few pages. So it is fixable. And so long as I've saved time by flying through this twice as fast, can I at least afford to spend a few more steps at the very end just to find Mike Smith. But none of us are going to do that. And our Apple devices and Android devices certainly don't do that for efficiency today. Odds are most of us are going to do what to find someone in any book like this? Yeah, open to, you know, roughly the middle, or maybe bias ourselves toward the end because S is after the middle. But, you know, I'm in the middle of the phone book here. And now if I know that Mike is in the S's and therefore over here, where do I know he's not? He's not in the beginning, and I can literally tear a problem like this in half, throw figuratively and literally half of the problem away, and be left with fundamentally the same problem, but it's half as big. I went from like whatever, 1,000 pages to 500 pages, and I can now repeat this algorithm. I look down, I'm a little too far. I'm in the T section now. OK, I can again tear the problem in half, throw that half away, taking a 500-page byte out, a 250-page byte out, now leaving myself with just 250 pages more. And notice just how quickly I got here. The first two algorithms got me from 1,000 to 999 to 998, or 1,000 to 998 to 996. But here I went from 1,000 to 500 to 250. Feels like we're making up time here. And indeed, if I keep repeating this process, hopefully I'll be left with just one page of the book that Mike is either on or not, at which point I will call him. And so that's an algorithm that honestly leverages probably all the intuition we have. And a lot of what programming is going to be is thinking about a problem like this, figuring out how to divide and conquer it, and then expressing yourself in a way that the computer can then solve that problem for you.